Okay, now we are joined on the program by Colm Ferriter, presenter of Oola Boola here on Highland Radio. Imagine why, Colm. How are you?
Imagine why. Hello, Greg.
Small steps.
How's the connection there?
Well, I think we might be as well with two tin cups and a long piece of string, but sure, we'll batter on regardless.
It'll be a long piece of string to join Gidor to Letterkenny.
It would.
I'm enjoying the show there, Greg. Shane Ross, I heard that name before. Was he? He's a former boxer, is he?
No, I don't believe. Oh, no, I don't believe so.
Listen, I'm just turning off my phone here, okay?
Okay, thanks for the update. Now, you've received an award for Irish Language Programme of the Year on commercial radio stations. This is a big deal. You're probably going to play it down, but it's a big deal, Colm. Well done.
No, I'm not going to play it down. It's massive. Absolutely. No, I'm only joking. It's quite an accolade. I'm absolutely delighted with it. I found out a few days ago about it, and I was asked to keep it under wraps, you know, because the award ceremony was on last night, and I just about managed to hold it in. Like, you know, I was like the fellow going out whispering to trees, you know, telling secrets to the trees, and the old story. But no, it's fantastic, and it's nice to get the accolade. It's nice to get some kind of recognition, because I've put in at the station put in a good bit of work over the years to have a program that was on a par with any other program on the air on any station, and to provide a service for everybody, not just the Irish speakers. There's a lot of, you know, people can tune in without knowing exactly whatever.
Yeah, we try and separate ourselves out, which is pointless. There's no point to that. There's no point saying it is a program for Irish language speakers and not for those that not. I mean, that's actually almost counterintuitive of what we're trying to do with the language.
Yeah, I would agree with
country.
That 100%. Yeah, I would agree with that. It's a radio program, and I don't consider it a language program, and I don't consider myself a language activist. I heard you commenting on somebody texted in about the councillors having Irish. To be honest with you, if they were all speaking Swahili, I wouldn't care, as long as they were doing their job. Controversial saying that, but you know, I would vote for the right person regardless of what language they're speaking. I think that's secondary. But no, I'm not an activist. I learned Irish up here when I moved to Gidor 2006. I didn't have a whole lot of Irish, and I remember landing here and my parents-in-law, Padraig and Bernie, more or less said,
"Was it a condition of marriage?" Let's just cut to the chase. Was it a condition of
marriage? Why are you speaking English? That was it. There was no conditions. You know, just cut it out.
Right. Tell us a bit about.
You were very helpful to me and brought me along the way. There's a few people, like, obviously there's a jigsaw and it all has to come together for something like this to happen. And that was definitely one of the pieces. I remember speaking Irish to Keelan, my wife's nephew, and he more or less taught me, you know, the lingo up here, the dialect up here, along with Leonie, my wife, and eventually our own kids. We made the decision that we'd bring them up with Irish and English, you know, they need English as well. So, as I say, it all came together.
Yeah. For those who haven't tuned into the show before, like, tell us about its concept. What's what you want it to be, and what it is, I suppose.
Right, I have an idea in my head that you know, on the air, I'm talking to somebody up in the blue stacks in their kitchen having a cup of tea. So I make a point of meeting all the guests beforehand and having a cup of tea with them. There's a lovely atmosphere there in the studio. You know, it's conducive to blather and whatnot. It's very quiet in the evening there. Like, you know, it's just the presenters and that's about it. So I make sure that they're there half an hour beforehand, or whatever they're comfortable with. Have a cup of tea and a chat and find out what makes them tick without interviewing them. Like, it would just talking about the state of the roads and having the crack or what they had for breakfast or, you know, and making sure that there's a conversational flow by the time we get into the studio and start chewing the cud properly on the air, like that, that you know what they're about. And, you know, I would have interest in the music. I play a bit of trad. So if there's any trad, if somebody I'm playing a few tunes, I'd know a wee bit about what's happening. I'd make sure if somebody, if I have an offering, that I'd, you know, read the book or whatever. I remember being on the, on Ronan McAwee on Radio Ní Gaeltacht. I was invited in for a show with him, and I was out in Letterkenny at a book launch of Brie Carr's, one of her many industries. But I went out, I suppose, to support that, and I was there at about maybe 8:30 in the evening, and Ronan McAwee rang me up, and 45 minutes later, I was still talking to him. So I said to myself, this is how it's done. Like, you know, he's very well respected and so on, a presenter on Radio Ní Gaeltacht. He's a bit of a legend. Like, so I saw that this is what he was, these are the hours he was putting in. He was ringing people, at, you know, and late in the evening when he was finished work, for to get a feel of what the person was about and have the crack with them then, like, you know.
And, I suppose that you can see the logic of it. It breaks down any initial sort of nerves and unfamiliarity and what have you. Now, the award that's been received, just to put this into context, is the biggest reward you can get. It's all radio stations right across the country are involved in this.
It's 32 counties. Yeah. It's all Ireland. So, yeah.
Texter,
so there are 10 commercial stations in the six counties, and there are 25 in the Republic. So it's there are 35 stations, and some stations would have had two applications in for this, you know, for this competition. Okay. Anyway, we were shortlisted with News Talk, who won it last year. Splank is a show that's on News Talk, and Tralee FM, and the station in Waterford. I can't remember what
it was. WLCR, called. Is it?
Yeah.
And who did you have to bribe to win it then?
It was a threat. It was a threat.
You aren't going to go away that easy. Listen, well done. Well done on it. It is a fantastic achievement as well. And as you say, you really put in the effort with the programme, and it's great to see it recognised.
Yeah, thanks a million, yeah. I'd like to say thanks to my co-workers there at Highland.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's great. No, I listen in there, and you learn from listening to people. Bernard Harper particularly found out what to do when you make mistakes from Bernard, you know.
God, tell me, what do you do? He hasn't told me. What do you do? He hasn't told me. Huh?
Well, what do you do? Yeah, iron it out. But I remember Gary Gamble trained me, and I went in, he was on the air, and I said, right, Gary, how does this work? And he said, when you have to say something, open this mic, and when you're off the air, turn down the sound on the mic, and that's basically it.
Well done, Gary. Come here, listen, well done to you, Colm.
Well, just a word of thanks to Linda there. She's very, very supportive and has always been. And my mother, who more or less got me this job, my mother and my father down in Lahey, who are listening in, and Fionnuala as well, who's very, very supportive of everything that I've tried to do or tried to accomplish, and they give me more time and all the rest of it on the air. So you know, it's great for the Northwest, and I accept the award on behalf of everybody who's helped me and who has come in and done pieces on the show, both from County Donegal and from across the border in the six counties, in Tyrone and in Derry. They're always very helpful to me, and you know, it's great to have it.
All right, well done again, Colm Ferriter, award winning broadcaster Colm Ferriter. I can't.
That sounds good.
Good luck. Okay, thank you very much indeed.